This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Belton. Television images from Sudan on Saturday showed protesters opposed to military rule marching near the presidential palace in Khartoum for the second time in a week, despite heavy tear gas and a communications blackout. A Reuters witness said security forces fired tear gas to disperse the crowds on the 10th day of major demonstrations since the October 25th coup. The Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors said 178 people were injured during Saturday's protest. The committee said 8 of the injuries were caused by live bullets. Protests against the coup have continued even after Abdullah Hamdok was reinstated as prime minister last month. The demonstrators are demanding that the military play no role in government during a transition to free elections. A week ago, demonstrators began a sit-in at the gates of the palace before being dispersed. On Saturday, they were met by security forces and turned back. Witnesses said internet services were disrupted in Khartoum and residents were unable to make or receive phone calls. Soldiers blocked roads leading to bridges linking Khartoum with its sister city across the Nile River. Internet service had begun to return, at least for some users, late on Saturday. The UN Special Representative to Sudan urged Sudanese authorities not to stand in the way of Saturday's demonstrations, saying freedom of expression is a human right, including full access to the internet. The military could not be immediately reached for comment. You can find more on these and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We've also got a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News. Authorities say a suicide bomber has killed 6 people in eastern Congo as diners gathered at a restaurant on Christmas Day. A spokesman for the governor of North Kivu province said the attacker had been blocked by security guards from entering the crowded bar and restaurant. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for Saturday's attack, though Islamic extremists claimed a suicide bombing back in June that caused no other casualties. The town has long been targeted by rebels from the Allied Democratic Forces. The group traces its origins to neighboring Uganda. But an Islamic State group affiliate claimed responsibility for 2 explosions in Beni in June. The bells of Bethlehem rang out under gray skies on Christmas morning, but the usual holiday crowds were missing due to travel restrictions related to the coronavirus pandemic. Shopkeepers and hotel owners in the Palestinian city reported far lower business than the years before the pandemic halted the arrival of wealthy foreign tourists. The changes have had a devastating effect on the economy. In Manger Square, hundreds of Christians, mostly those who live or work locally, gathered near the tree and crib to sing carols and bring some cheer to the scene outside the Church of the Nativity. A souvenir vendor told Reuters news agency his business was about 2% of what it had been in pre-pandemic years. Clashes between 2 rival factions of the security forces in a port city in northeast Somalia have forced hundreds of families to flee their homes, according to a local official Saturday. The fighting has for several days rocked Bosaso, the commercial capital of the semi-autonomous state of Puntland in the country's northeast. A local official, Abdirazak Mohammed, told the French news agency that thousands of the residents in the town of Bosaso fled the fighting. He said most people decided to leave their homes when the warring sides began using heavy machine guns and mortars. He said it was not exactly clear how many people had left. And a German government source says senior German and Russian officials have agreed to a rare in-person meeting next month in an effort to ease political tensions over Ukraine. Reuters news agency reports that German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's foreign policy advisor and Russia's Ukraine negotiator agreed to meet after a lengthy phone conversation on Thursday. There's been a flurry of phone calls between Western leaders and Russian President Vladimir Putin in recent months over Russia's military buildup on the Ukrainian border and the resulting fears of an invasion. In-person meetings between senior Western and Russian government officials have been few and far between. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.